There are new calls for an investigation into statements made by the Environmental Protection Agency about the air quality around the site of the World Trade Center in the days following the September 11th terrorist attacks. Last month, an internal report by the agency's inspector general said the White House pressured the agency to make premature statements that the air was safe to breathe. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
The EPA's New York office was six blocks north of the World Trade Center in September of 2001. When the towers fell and raised a giant cloud of toxic dust, testing equipment in the office was ruined and the staff was plunged into chaos. Acting EPA Administrator Marianne Horenko says these staffers responded heroically, gathering crucial data and protecting public health.
And so that someone would now believe this stuff, that we somehow lied to people or misled the public or violated our public trust as a health agency, it's deeply offensive.
Charges that the EPA misled the public in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks can be found in a recent report prepared by the agency's own internal watchdog. EPA Inspector General Nikki Tinsley has charged that Whitman's office made remarkably reassuring public health assessments at a time when, quote, the agency did not have sufficient data and analysis to make those statements. Whitman made the first such statement on September 18th, when she declared that the air near Ground Zero was perfectly safe. Tinsley's report suggests that this announcement was made before the agency had finished testing for the presence of a wide range of airborne toxins, including asbestos and PCBs. Whitman has responded by insisting that there is, quote, no way in hell she would ever play games with important public health information. That statement has been endorsed by the EPA's chief scientist, Paul Gilman, who says the inspector general is mistaken. Whitman's statement followed a review of federal, local, and private tests of asbestos, PCBs, lead, chromium, dioxin, and other potential toxins, he says.
We didn't find levels of any of the substances we thought would be of significance for people's health that would lead us to believe that there would either be any short-term or long-term health effects.
Stephen Levin, a New York physician who is now conducting a study of the health effects of the terrorist attacks, finds Gilman's assertion hard to believe.
Well, we know certain things with considerable certainty, and that is that many individuals who were down there at Ground Zero and nearby have suffered respiratory consequences as a result of what they were exposed to. That's an effect that we can demonstrate both on the basis of physical examination and with some of the special breathing tests that we do.
Levin says many of these ailments can be linked to the announcement that the air was safe.
Many of my patients said that they went back earlier than they would have, but they had no choice. Their employers required that they return to work, and in many cases it was because the EPA had said the air quality is safe, said it on the 18th of September.
The internal EPA report charges that on numerous occasions cautionary phrases in Whitman's public statements were deleted by officials at the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Hillary Clinton, Democratic senator from New York, wants to know more about who made those decisions.
Somebody picked up a phone, somebody got on a computer, somebody sent an email, somebody called for a meeting, somebody in that White House, probably under instructions from somebody further up the chain, told the EPA, don't tell the people of New York the truth. And I want to know who that is.
Senator Clinton has announced that she will block an expected Senate confirmation vote on Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, the president's choice to lead the Environmental Protection Agency, until she gets some answers. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.